You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. On the third weekend of every month, slithering snakes, brightly colored birds, and other exotic animals occupy the Kalamazoo County Expo Center. 8 years ago, Tony Collison and his wife began the Kalamazoo Reptile and Exotic Animal Show. Since then, the event has expanded to become the largest show of its kind in Southwest Michigan. WMUK's Trisha Dunham checked it out.
Between tables covered with lizards and snakes, Lynn Bennett pats a cockatiel with one hand and prepares its food with the other. Although Bennett is one of the few vendors at the show who isn't selling reptiles, she says the show has been helpful for her business.
It's really helped. Even though there's just reptiles here, I've been coming for long enough now that people are coming in just to see the birds.
Bennett originally ran a wreath-making store called Mother's Wreaths, but 10 years ago, that all changed.
I had a wreath store, and someone brought in a little baby lovebird for me to sell. And that started the whole thing. Then the lady started to mentor me and taught me how to hand feed babies and that kind of stuff. And I started breeding and raising birds. And pretty soon my son took over the reef and I took my birds and went home.
Although Bennett finds it difficult to let go of her birds, she loves the relationship she has been able to develop with the families that buy them.
Sometimes it's hard, but usually I know what kind of a family they're going to. I get pictures and emails and people call me or people bring them in here to me to show me their birds. And I do wing trims and toenail trims, and I also bird sit out of my house. It's great because I can see how much the people are loving them, the kids especially, because the birds grow up with the kids.
Though birds and reptiles typically are smaller animals, they have long lifespans. Many snakes live between 10 and 30 years, while some birds live between 25 and 100 years.
Figure you get a macaw and it lives to be 90, 100 years old, it's going to go through four or five families. That's why a bird is a real commitment. It really is. One of these little cocktails can live to be 25 years old. So you've got to keep that in your mind when you buy a bird. So I don't do big birds anymore. I just do the smaller ones that can live somebody's lifetime.
Show organizer Tony Collison also feels a unique relationship with his unconventional pets. Collison's 6.5-foot alligator, Freddy, typically attends the show. Collison said that some people aren't able to relate with a dog or a cat like they do with reptiles.
I think reptiles in general have a much more calming effect. You hold a pet snake and it's very soothing, very calming.
Collison says that he has always felt a connection with reptiles, but that when he was a kid, reptile and exotic animal shows didn't exist. He thought it was important to start one in the Kalamazoo area so that vendors and customers didn't have to drive to Chicago or Detroit for the experience.
You come to a place and you just see reptiles from all over the world, and it's all in one room and you can connect with people, you talk to the breeders, and you learn all about these animals.
Collison says he gets a lot of enjoyment out of helping others experience the reptiles and exotic animals.
One of the neat things for me, like today somebody came and they said they had this snake phobia and they're like just terrified of reptiles, and so they came here and they kind of got to see the nicer side of these animals that have terrified them their whole lives. And so things like that are really cool, but a lot of other people just, they love them and they come to see them, and it's neat to see everybody come and hang out in one area.
Whether you fear these slithering, colorful animals or adore them, the Kalamazoo Reptile and Exotic Animal Show is a one-of-a-kind experience in Southwest Michigan. The next show is Saturday, May 16th, from 10 to 3. For WMUK, this is Trisha Dunham.